How's it all going, team? How's it all going? Is it coming in? Are you getting the live stream? How is the audio and visual team? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know if you're getting it. Go here and have a quick look. Looking good. Looking good coming in. Audio okay, everyone? I have got a very interesting information-packed episode of the live stream today. Our theme song for today's edition of the video log is a banger from 1994. Kiwi classic, The Mutton Birds. 7th of October 1994. Anchor me. Anchor me. And morals, ethics, and the rights of the individual. Hit the like button if you're coming in here, team. Hit the like and subscribe. Tea, Freedom and Truth channel. This is Tristan. It's good to have the Green Tea team back for today's edition of the live stream. It is Sunday, the 19th of January 2025, here in Taupo, New Zealand. I appreciate the Green Tea team. And thank you for everyone who has been leaving comments on the channel. It is much appreciated. Just so you know, BitChute is not giving me all of my comments notifications, so if you've left a good comment and I haven't gotten back to you, I'm not getting all of the notifications for all of the comments. It's only kind of just the first few comments when the video is posted. I saw some banging comments from BNerds too from my Sunday live stream last week, which I didn't get notification for. If you're coming in here, hit the like and subscribe button, team. Show some appreciation. Share the love, share the love. New Zealand's Chinese Communist Party style push for centralized power, or a separation of powers better? So we're going to have a look today at, it's really the United States of America constitutional style separation of powers, different branches of government versus the Chinese Communist Party, centralized authoritarian dictatorship style power. They can override your rights, liberties, and freedoms if they say there is an emergency, which we saw quite blatantly and overtly in the Commonwealth. New Zealand, Canada, Australia, shout out Aussie. the free Western countries. But there was this overt push, and we're seeing it more. And I'm going to just refer back to this situation that we've had. So normally we have our local district councils, which operate in cities and towns all around the country, and that's really been where the separation of power has been between the government and what happens at a local governance level. And we've seen this push, climate crisis, these things that now the government is dictating what happens in councils. Sir Ashley Bloomfield's fluoridation orders, unlawful court rules. So previously, local councils could decide whether they fluoridate the water. So it's not centralized, it's decentralized, because this is push for centralization, which we know is part of the United Nations Agenda 2031. So Ashley Bloomfield's fluoridation orders, unlawful court rules, 14th of November 2023. Stuff. RadioNewZealand.co.nz. I'll read a couple of sentences. Orders to add fluoride to more than a dozen drinking water supplies have been ruled unlawful by the High Court, likely delaying plans for a significant expansion of fluoridation. In July 2022, then Director General of Health, Sir Ashley Bloomfield, COVID with a K, health, Minister at the time, a health promoter, directed 14 councils to fluoridate some or all of their drinking water supplies. He did so under a new law that put fluoridation decisions in the hands of the Director General of Health rather than local authorities where it had previously belonged. And there's many other instances where it is no longer in the hands of the people and the local government, where we've got input, we know them, they can choose to do things on their own. We can choose not to put fluoridation. So there's this push for centralized power, CCP style, centralized power, and taking it away from the people, taking it away from the people that it's supposed to represent. And Trump swearing, I'm going to break that down on our Sunday deep dives live stream. Drop a comment, team. Drop a comment if you're in here. Get the algorithm working in the Freedom Team favor. Trump swearing in coldest in decades. This was some info I got from SidoNZ. Headline: Arctic blast to send temperatures plunging across the US. Here's how cold it will get for Trump's inauguration in Washington, D.C. Is forecast to be one of the coldest in decades. Shout out SidoNZ for this information. So, one of the coldest. So, they've made the claim that the weather's warming. The warmer weather is an issue. So when they have evidence and things that disprove that in decades, that is in 10, 20, 30 years. Headline: Arctic blast to send temperatures plunging across the US. Here's how cold it will get. Trump's inaugurate, not getting the pronunciation of that good, in Washington, D.C. is forecast to be one of the coldest in decades. An Arctic blast will send temperatures across the United States plummeting as bitterly cold air that originate in Siberia will arrive from Canada by week's end, bringing with it dangerously cold wind chills for millions of Americans. I think his swearing in starts on the tomorrow, the 20th or 21st, something like that. The Rockies, Northern Plains, and Upper Midwest may see minimum wind chill of minus 30 degrees, I believe that's Fahrenheit, or lower through Tuesday. The National Weather Service said while sub-zero wind chills readings are likely for the Southern Plains and Ohio Valley, this poses a great risk of hypothermia and frostbite to exposed skin, the Weather Service warned. Have a cold weather survival kit for traveling. Have a cold weather in the era of global boiling. We're anchored in the truth. We're anchored in morals, ethics, and the rights of individuals.
Anchor me.
What a banger.
Let the salt spray land the shivering skin where the green waves crash and the whirlpools spin.
And I'm going to tie the centralization, communist style, authoritarian governance systems versus the godly constitution. I had Moses on my photo, my thumbnail for this video was Moses parting the Red Sea. And kind of in a way showing the why separation of power is so important. Separation of powers. And I'm going to refer it back to God's creation. God's creation, because we created. God created Earth, the universe, the stars, the everything. Created us, the highest manifestation of God's creation on Earth. Created universal laws and then gave us all free will, choice, and volition. We can choose to obey the laws, listen to our conscience, do that which is right, just, and noble, or we can be lethargic, decadent, not live good lives. We've got these choices. We know we and we ha it's up to us to choose. We can create. But 2025, the year of building our reality, we can choose. We can. We have free will, choice, and volition. We will reap the rewards of our actions, good or bad. It's on us. We have been given the separate. There is a connection, but there is a separation of powers. God is not a dictator, and we are not. We are autonomous. He is. We're not like puppets that have to do everything God says, because we've been given the superpower of free will, choice, and volition. So I'm gonna just read it before I get into that. I'll just the Freedom Team in 2025 is looking very good. There is a lot of people. I've been on Instagram for 5 years. Barely had 100 subscribers. Barely had 100 subscribers. I think in December of 2024, I had 160 subscribers. I have now got coming up to 700 subscribers in 3 weeks. I'll show you the video. I'll play the two clips that I. Yeah, so I've got 658 followers. Can you see that? Can you see that, team? 658 followers. And I've been posting. I post a lot. I've done almost 500 posts, but it had been slow. Green Tea Freedom and Truth on Instagram, if you want to join the fun. And I play 2 1-minute clips that have had over 40,000 views and likes, comments, and I'll play them. I'll play them now.
Beginning, I thought I was going crazy because I could see quite clearly that there was no pandemic. The pandemic preparedness guidelines had been reviewed and updated the previous autumn, 2019. And specifically, outruled lockdowns, masking, school closures. This was not to be used. And then Agenda 201, which was the Rockefeller Foundation, these people in a hotel in New York, they had a practice run, and it was very much about the role of the media and essentially, you know, a psyop to get people to behave. You know, that was the messaging. Well, nobody's safe until we're all safe. All over the world, people were saying the same things. It was like a mantra. Nobody's safe until we're all safe. And that there was nothing happening. And it is a fact that across this beautiful planet in the year 2020, in no country was there a statistically significant increase in age-standardized all-cause mortality. There was no pandemic. It didn't happen.
There was no pandemic. It didn't happen. So That's had 27,000 views. That's had 27,000 views in a couple of weeks.
At the beginning.
And then I'll play this one. I'll play this one. Which is, where am I? This one has,
This whole concept that.
This one's had 25,000 views.
This whole concept that we're all supposed to act like there wasn't some mass traumatic abuse of power and coercion and manipulation in 2020 to destroy people's lives. And we're supposed to let everybody off the hook who played into it? I'm not letting anybody off the hook. I'm not acting like people didn't do bad things. And people didn't... I'm not doing it. So I don't care if it's Fauci, Kevin Bacon, Hollywood directors, Hollywood theater people. I'm holding all of you accountable. I remember...
So, good news that 60,000 views, close to 60,000 views in 3 weeks, over 500 new subscribers to my Instagram based on things that we knew. Okay, separation of power or centralization, which is better for we the people? And can be mutton birds. Anchor me, the mutton birds, in the foundation of upright morals, ethics, and protecting our rights as individuals. The right of the individual, God's law, God's creation. Creation, law, and freedom. God's creation is not a centralized dictatorship. So I'm going to read this. So we're going to compare... Chinese Communist Party, American, the United States of America Constitution. Because if you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it really is separation of powers and protecting the people, giving the people power to protect themselves from the government. This is from The Diplomat. The complexities of China's struggle for justice. Or it's really the complexities of showing that fooling the people to think that they actually have justice. A campaign against organized crime highlights the risks of China's approach to law and order, but also reveals how Chinese experts continue to push for a better system. This was May the 12th, 2022. I'm just going to read the first paragraph, two paragraphs. The struggle for justice is not over in China, even though the non-transparency of Xi Jinping's regime often makes it difficult to discern. The decade of Xi's rule has moved the country from authoritarianism to techno-totalitarian repression. Yet at the same time, the Communist Party and its judiciary, building on legislation and institutions introduced since 1979, have repeatedly promised to strive to help people feel fairness and justice in every judicial case. This effort to walk on two legs, as Chairman Mao Zedong might have put it, inevitably produces contradictions in practice and makes accurate generalizations difficult. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has long been aware of significant popular dissatisfaction with its administration of criminal justice. COVID lockdowns, COVID fines, not being able to assemble, not being able to protest because the COVID public health stuff was right in line with this. You'll be able to see it. If you've got eyes to see, you can see it or hear it. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has long been aware of significant popular dissatisfaction with its administration of criminal justice. Local courts have generally not been held in high regard. Dissatisfaction often turns to fear when to achieve urgent political... Listen to this thing. Dissatisfaction often turns to fear when to achieve urgent political, economic, and social goals, the party decides to suspend even the pretense of respecting the limited protections of the country's regular punishment system and instead launch a mass movement. Such campaigns mobilize police, prosecutors, legal administrators, and judges to join forces to suppress perceived antisocial behavior. No one trusts that. There is no ethics, there is no moral, there is no... It is centralization and control. And this is where the communists fail. They fail because we are all living in the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. The effort we put out, we get the rewards back. But then the authoritarian dictatorship says we will effectively punish the productive class for their productivity, their work, and then we will distribute it to the needy class, the victim class. We'll take your taxes and we'll give it to the person sitting at home watching pornos, drinking piss, and not producing. We'll be the god that can, you know. And anyone who... Fruits of action without action, you would call it. The fruits of action without action. Because we all have choices. Hey, people that do need support, do need help, but the government puts themselves in the position of God. They put themselves in the position of, we will be the judge of what rewards you get to keep of your actions, what you can, they try and put themselves, I don't know if this is coming across coherently. And my point, I don't know if my point is coming across to the team. Let me know if I'm getting, if my point's coming across. This is where they fail. Because they can't, no one can get the, I get up, I do the research, I put myself out there. That is, so that I will gain some, I'm not doing it for fame. I'm doing it for the right reasons, but someone who doesn't do that won't, you know, somebody who doesn't work out won't get the body of someone who works out. No government can say, can change that. The law cannot be changed because we're anchored in reality. We're anchored in that which morals, ethics, and that which God's law protects the rights of the individual.
Anchor me. Anchor me. Anchor me, anchor me.
a great song. And you read the Bill of Rights. I'll read the first few things in the United States of America Bill of Rights. Separation of powers. This is the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment. The First Amendment. The First Amendment provides several rights protections to express ideas through speech and the press, to assemble or gather with a group to protest for or for other reasons, and to ask the government to fix problems. It also protects the right to religious beliefs and practices. It prevents the government from creating or favoring a religion. Protection from the government. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms, which is to protect against a despotic, overreaching government. The Third Amendment prevents governments from forcing homeowners to allow soldiers to use their homes, protecting private property rights from the government. Before the Revolutionary War, laws gave British soldiers the right to take over private homes. The Fourth Amendment bars the government from unreasonable search and seizure of an individual or their private property. So pretty much the first four amendments in the Bill of Rights protects people from, it de-empowers the government, disempowers the government, and empowers the people. Separation of power rather than centralization of power. The Fifth Amendment protects people more for rights to a fair trial. I'll read it. Fifth Amendment provides several protections for people accused of crimes. This is in stark contrast to what we see in Chinese Communist Party. People accused of crimes. It states that serious criminal charges must be started by a grand jury. A person cannot be tried for the same offence, double jeopardy, or have property taken away without just compensation. Private property rights. People have the right against self-incrimination and cannot be imprisoned without due process of law, fair procedures and trials. And this text I'm going to read ties in. It's bringing spiritual law into our Constitution, Bill of Rights, this sort of thing. What Jesus meant by everlasting punishment. The true day of judgment for the righteous as well as the evildoer. Lost my page marker. These verses are commonly interpreted as describing the last judgment, purportedly to be pronounced upon the masses at the time of the second coming of Jesus, predicted by church belief. This is the second coming of Christ, awakening the Christ within you, a revolutionary commentary of the original teachings of Jesus, Paramahansa Yogananda, church belief. As early explanations, Discourse 34. The day of judgment is not a cosmic event decreed by God to occur at some specific future time. Rather, it takes place for all individuals. It takes place for all individuals after each one's death, when they arise in the astral world. The Christ consciousness discerns their accumulated good and evil karma and the cosmic law of cause and effect emanating from that universal intelligence sorts them according to their next life destination earned by their meritorious or reprehensible deeds. Individually earned. Eminently virtuous ones are elevated to higher celestial realms or are liberated by being lifted into cosmic consciousness. The others because of their material desires and lingering imperfections created by past wrong actions are reborn into various good or bad families and environments on earth. It's got a footnote. A man who dies with sattva, elevating qualities predominant, rises to the taintless regions of which dwell knowers of the highest. When raja, the activating quality of nature, prevails at the time of death, a person reborn amongst those attached to activity. Those who die permeated with tamas, degrading quality, enter the womb, environment, family, or state of existence of the deeply deluded. God talks with Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita. So we create our heaven or hell. God is not maliciously or judging us. We have been given separation of power, free will to choose. So when we see centralization of power, it goes against God. It goes against the Creator. It goes against what we know. When the Chinese Communist Party says you can't have a child, and because we say you can't have a child, who gave them the right? Who gave them the right on God's green earth to do that? Have I got something else? Environments on earth. A place of perpetual delusion of insatiable desires and continuous punishments from the effects of proliferating evil karma. A torture of constantly burning fires and miseries. Self-created. We want to be anchored on the right side.
Where the banshees cry and the bells they sound. When you lift me high, when you pull me down, when you pull me down, when you pull me down, anchor me in the middle of your deep blue sea.
Are you riding with me, team? Are you riding with me? Let's look at the separation of powers in the Constitution. This is from constitution.congress.gov. Because in 2025, the year of building our reality, we need separation of powers. We need accountability of public servants. We need a Bill of Rights that is enshrined. And just know that we stopped COVID because we did not comply. We stopped the masks. We stopped. If people aren't all in, if the million or so Kiwi adults that did not buy into it, the 30%+ of us that push back against it, we have the power. We can create and build. Trust and believe. They only get away with what we let them get away with. Okay. A well-known concept derived from the text and structure of the Constitution is the doctrine of what is commonly called separation of powers. The framers experience with the British monarchy formed their belief that concentrating distinct governmental powers in a single entity would subject the nation's people to arbitrary and oppressive government action. Thus, in order to preserve individual liberty, framers sought to ensure that a separate and independent branch of the federal government would exercise each of government's three basic functions: legislative, executive, and judicial. While the text of the Constitution does not expressly refer to the doctrine of separation of powers, the nation's founding document divides governmental powers amongst three branches by vesting the legislative power of the federal government in Congress and executive power in the president, and the judicial power of the Supreme Court and any lower court created by Congress. We had it. The government, the local councils, our Bill of Rights. And our Bill of Rights could not be touched by the government until this push for UN New World Order global communism, where they now can say, in an emergency, we can roll over the top. America gets it. America gets it. And we get it. We get it. New Zealand is, shout out Australia and Australia, New Zealand is leading the world in the pushback to reclaim the power of the people, reclaim that which is endowed to us by the creator of the balanced universe, not by some politician. Things, we are above them. They are our public servants. Although the framers of the Constitution allocated each of these core functions to a distinct branch of government, the design of the Constitution contemplates some overlap in the branches. Performance of government functions. In particular, the framers favoured an approach that seeks to maintain some independence for each branch while promoting a workable government through the interdependence and sharing of power among the branches. Moreover, to address concerns that one branch would aggrandize its power by attempting to exercise powers assigned to another branch, the framers incorporated various checks, and each branch could exercise against the actions for the other two branches to resist such encroachments. This is a good example. I like this example. For example, the president has the power to veto legislation passed by Congress, but Congress may overrule such vetoes by a supermajority vote of both houses. So they can't dictatorially pass bills and laws. Although in saying that, we have the veto power too. Get a jab, wear a mask, don't work, stay home. We can veto that by not doing that. By not doing that. I never wore a mask. I visited family members during level 4 lockdowns. I protested during level 4 lockdowns. I vetoed their ungodly dictates and mandates. I have the power of free will, choice, and volition endowed within me by the creator of the balanced universe. If that makes sense. You get it. We're anchored in reality. We're anchored in truth. Even if we have differences of opinion in certain areas, there's a core foundation. It's foundational principles which we're focused on. Foundational principles. Moreover, to address concerns that one branch, for example, the president had the power to veto legislation passed by Congress. The Congress may overrule such vetoes by a supermajority vote of both houses. And Congress has the power to impeach and remove the president, vice president, and civil officers of the United States. The Congress has the power to impeach and remove the president, vice president, and civil officers of the United States. Wouldn't the Canadians have loved that power over the past 5 years of Trudeau? We do have that power, but we need to be in a state of accountability, and we need to be accountable, because the truth of the matter is, we are responsible for the lockdowns and all of this sort of thing, because so many people were happy with the paid holiday, so many people didn't do the research, the sovereigns, and they got away with what the government told them, with what they could get away with. A lot of people were not anchored, did not have, weren't anchored in morals, ethics, and the rights of the individual. So great news, the Freedom Team, I'm heading towards 700 subs on Instagram. Come along, join the Instagram team. And then it actually encourages me. I've been posting more because I was getting hardly any views, a few likes. So I had a few kind of like solid ride or die kind of people supporting the channel on Instagram. You get the truth there. The Arctic blast, temperatures dropping, blowing the global warming narrative out of the water. Once the climate change, man-made climate change narrative collapses, every chip away at that weak, feeble agenda is a win for the Freedom Team. Educated. We need to get educated, get strong, take actions, peaceful non-compliance, civil disobedience, as we building our reality in 2025. And I've got a stream on Tuesday and Thursday this upcoming week. Have courage, speak the truth, support each other, have faith, and have fun. I'm out. Truth, support each other, have faith, and have fun. I'm out. truth, support each other, have faith, and have fun. I'm out.